T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Okay, Lee, this is totally bizarre. We've got new details on Joe Biden forgetting the death of Jackie Walorski.
Yeah, this is just...
And it shows how totally and completely gone the president is. And this has heads spinning in, you know, deep within the little... The bureaus and the boroughs of our enemies, those who want to take us out or cut us down to size in the world. So, you know, Joe Biden did that, you know, just bizarre display. Turn the audio on. Of, you know, they're having that hunger event, just to set this up, because I don't think people have gotten the whole story. You can't appreciate how bizarre this is until you get the whole story, okay? And so it's a hunger event. Jackie Walorski's Republican congresswoman, she tragically died, as we know, you know, we all know, because it was big news, in a car accident with two of her staff. Okay, so this was a terrible car accident.
Yep.
And this was big news all across the country. Couldn't have missed it, right? So during the hunger event, hunger was one of her big issues. She was passionate about it, did a lot of work on it, sponsored legislation, that kind of thing. So Joe Biden is standing there, okay? This is the background people don't realize. Joe Biden is standing there, and he's standing there waiting to speak through a film honoring her life. Because, you know, she died at the hunger event he's speaking at. This is completely lost on him, right? He is so gone that he misses the part about the tribute to the now dead, God bless her, Jackie Walorski. And then he goes up there wanting to honor her and looks for Jackie in the crowd, which is not going to happen because she's passed.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Okay. So the question then came, well, is it just that he is so unaware of current affairs he missed this story, which would be kind of hard to miss? I mean, everybody, it was a big news story, right? But, I mean, we've caught him in the past not knowing even the most basic things about what's going on in this country. Like, you know, current events you should know if you're the president, right? So is it that or is it senility? Is it... Is he totally mentally gone? Well, now we know it's the latter. He's totally mentally gone. And here's how we know. Okay. Keith Walorski, her brother, just did an interview in which he said that Joe Biden personally called his family to console them after her death last month. Mm-hmm. Last month. She's not an obscure State Department official. She's a Congress member. And that Joe went on, I mean, you know, saying, hey, listen, I lost a family member, I lost my son, Beau. I know what grief is like. And Walorski's brother said he was just very nice. And now we have him, after a whole conversation with her family, looking for her in a crowd. Jackie Walorski's brother, Keith, said, I feel sorry for him, really. Mm-hmm. He made a phone call after my sister was killed. He was very sincere in his relaying the grief process because he's been through the grief process. He knows all about it. He said, I'm not going to hold it against him that he, you know, forgot Jackie was dead. He said, I just feel sorry for him. All I'm saying right now about the president is bless his heart for trying. No.
Well, he's just trying to be very gracious.
He's being gracious, yes. But that is the attitude the media would like us to adopt. And that ain't kind of, I mean, we had, right, do you remember when Rod Rosenstein, who was the number two at the Department of Injustice, who really was a number two, was lauded by the media because he wore a wire when speaking to Trump because we needed to use the 25th Amendment because, see, Trump was crazy. He was secretly crazy.
Right.
And they were trying to catch it. Mm-hmm. And we were in dire dire, dangerous nation. I mean, man, this guy was going to get us into a nuclear war or worse because, you know, he's so crazy and probably demented, too, because he's old. And now? Now? it's unhinged. And did you hear The View? Did you hear what the ladies of The View said?
Unfortunately, I did, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you can now not speak of Biden's mental gaffes, which included assuring China that the U.S. military would defend Taiwan. He had to be corrected with his staff. Nah, we're not doing that, right? Remember, that was a major gaffe because he forgot we weren't going to defend Taiwan. And that was embarrassing. That was the media. And then he forgot again, Lee, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And repeated again recently.
Yeah.
And then his staff had to come out and say, I forgot we're not going to defend Taiwan. Which could lead to World War III. But anyway, it wasn't that important. So, yeah, okay. So here is The View, okay? You cannot speak of Joe Biden's mental state. Cannot. Because that is ageism. And look, Lee, the senile are finally getting their breakout opportunity to be represented.
Okay.
Diversity, Lee, diversity.
I wonder what color ribbon that will be.
I don't know. Something really bright so it's hard to forget,
yeah.
Okay. Here's The View. This actually happened.
This country is so ageist. They need to stop weaponizing his age. I hate
right.
that about this country.
I mean, they have weaponized the gaffes. They've said that he's senile.
And she passed last month, not like 100 years ago.
Yeah, that's her point. It was last month. Biden called.
So I guess Joe Cunningham, who's running for governor as a Democrat nominee, and his call to put age limits on holding office in this state and elsewhere, I guess he's going to be coming under criticism from The View as well.
Well, no, he's a Democrat.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay. USA Today is a take on it. Look, it's true Biden can't remember who is alive or who's dead or whether we'll defend Taiwan or not in World War III. It's all very vague. But that is a bonus, Lee. It is a plus. Why? Well, because it shows his empathy. This headline, what Joe Biden's memory lapse about late Jackie Walorski really tells us. And it tells us that he is so empathetic. He would understand your plight if he could remember it, but he cannot. But he would have empathy. Because you can identify with him because he's like your grandma. So it makes him real. And that's a bonus. It's a total bonus. Are these are not serious people. These people are.
No.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
And if this were a Republican administration, it would be on, and there would be calls to remove him from office. And
there should be.
And there should be.
This
is
bipartisan.
A national situation.
This is not partisan.
National security situation. This. I mean, he is not competent. Period. The man is not competent.
No.
Of course, if that then falls to Vice President Kamala Harris. Who, of course, made the gaffe herself of referring that we have an alliance to the Republic of North Korea in a speech.
Did she confuse North and South Korea?
Yes, she did.
Or is
yeah.
do you think, I mean, I saw that and I'm just like, oh my God.
You do
Can
that.
Can you imagine if Republicans did these things?
They're on South Korean territory. And then you say that we have an alliance with the wrong side.
Which I'm sure North Korea loved. I mean, they probably blew up a couple of missiles.
I'm sure Rocket
Man's
laughing his way back to the bunker again.
Yeah. I mean, again, all of us, we are not a serious country. This is not a serious country.
You know what the leaders of both our allies and our enemies are thinking.
Yeah, they're going wild because this is the time to get away
stuff. We, the American public that is living in Realville like we are, Tara, have known for quite some time that this man that is currently the resident of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is simply a figurehead, that there are other individuals and organizations behind this man that are really running things. That, you know, at least with Donald Trump, you knew who to blame if you didn't like it, and you knew who to credit if you did. Now,
yeah.
Granted, not everything. Obviously, the president does not have his hands on every single thing that happens within the government. The Leviathan that we have as a federal bureaucracy is way too, wide, deep and low to be under control of any one single individual. But there is absolutely no one at the controls that has the name, last name Biden going on in this country right now.
No, and one of the biggest breaking stories on that, and I mean, can you just try to picture to understand how big of a story this was, if the Trump kids had been exchanging texts, joking with each other about how Donald Trump had dementia, right? Like that would be front and center, that they would be camped outside those kids' homes. Mm-hmm. The media would be asking for comment, right? They would ask for comment from Trump. The Republican leaders, of course, would move 25th Amendment to take Trump out, right? Well, we have a series of texts from Hunter Biden, Joe's son, and Dr. Keith Abelow, who's a friend of his, going back and forth, and they're joking. They're joking about how Joe has dementia. And at least now that he lives at, you know, he's going to live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue because it was before the election. At least he'll be able to remember his address probably. Yeah. And they thought it was, I mean, Hunter thought that was funny.
And of course, you know, the president thinks that Hunter is the smartest guy he knows.
But he might have forgotten the other smartest guy he knows. I mean, that is possible. He could have forgotten that.
Yeah.
So he said, this is a quote from this. Perhaps he can help us remember all we intended to be as people, since he can now remember his address. That's Keith Abelow. And then Hunter says his dad doesn't need to know where he lives because that's the only thing the Secret Service gets right at least 75% of the time, that the Secret Service would remember where Joe lives for Joe. So this gives you an idea of how far gone he is.
And
this
how
came
far
out
on the country.
Yes, and it was, this was the headline article that day in the UK Daily Mail. Okay. It's a headline article. It ricocheted around the world. Sky News did a whole long piece on it. I ran their monologue. They opened with it. It was absolutely, totally, and completely blacked out in the United States of America, except for coverage by the New York Post and Fox News. In terms of mainstream media, you know, there were blogs and other right wing sites that did it, but no. So this is one of those things you cannot speak of. So we are not a serious country, and we do not have a serious leader. We should not be taken seriously. By the way, we now have German heads of manufacturing demanding a break, that Germany break it off its relations with America over the terror attack on the Nord Stream, which they seem to believe we did. So I'm going to explain, if we did do that, why we would. I want to remind you of something that would explain everything going on with all of that. Right now, all that is coming up, plus a mind-boggling court ruling against the FBI and what it tells us. All that coming up.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.